Right.
I suppose last session of last presentation of the session, I'll talk to you about assessment a little bit. I don't know about you, but I certainly am under the cosh in terms of having to deal with assessment several times a year. And again, I don't know about you, but I've certainly been in a position where I've inherited someone else's module, so I have to deal with their assessment package, with their assessment instruments to start with. So I suppose I'm going to take you through a little bit of a journey of just such an event. I did inherit a module, I did inherit an assessment package, I did inherit a number of assessment feedback instruments there, which I used as given for the first year, as most of us do. And then I thought, well, surely we can do a bit better. Surely I can reduce a little bit the marking load. We're talking here about a large module that I've taken over, managing decisions, what's called. About 450 students, a large teaching team, there were some issues there with consistency, so on and so forth. So that's what I've tried to address. A very quick outline is just what I've said. I've also looked at some of the feedback that students were getting, I was getting from students, and it seemed to be quite important, though it may sound trivial to you, but it seems quite important that students get feedback on one page, you know. I don't know about if you've made this challenge, but if you give students something to read, which is over a page, you know, that could all be a challenge at times. So quite a number of conflicting criteria there. I'm going to take you through, as I said, what I've come up with and see what you think, and see if this is something you might be interested in. So I've, as I said, taken feedback from students, taken feedback from colleagues. I've gone through a few cycles of refinement with this tool. It's still evolving, though I suppose, I'll come back to that point a little later, is what the tool is what I would consider these days to be a mature tool. So it's gone through a few cycles of development. It's book free. Students are happy with it. Tutors are happy with it. So it's quite decent from that point of view. This is what I got. I suppose you're all familiar with. This is what I inherited, I should say. A much loved sort of grid thing. And what you're supposed to do is, of course, color some of these areas in, highlight some of these areas, and say, okay, you're here in relation to this criteria, you're there in relation to that criteria, so on, so forth. I've also inherited something like this, where you have a number of assessment criteria here where tutors were supposed to fill in sort of freehand the feedback sheet. What do you think of this one? It's hard work, isn't it? I mean, it's brilliant. Yes, it would be ideal, perhaps in an ideal world, perfect, because you can individualize that feedback right down to the minute level. But I'm afraid, in terms of workloads, in terms of 3 weeks turnaround and whatnot, and by the way, when I inherited this, it was 4 weeks, not 3 weeks as it's now. So I thought, this ain't going to fly, this isn't going to work. There's issues of consistency, in terms of the language that various tutors use to feedback. So I thought, we have to do a bit better than this. So I picked up a number of issues. Time, as I said, I don't know if you feel that in terms of your work planning, the time you're given for marking reflects the actual work. I don't know, maybe do. Having got a role of subject group leader as well, I realised that the time I'm able to give our colleagues, for various marking duties and all that, doesn't really compensate what happened in practice. So, amount of time, clarity of feedback, clarity and consistency. I suppose I should say, with the best will in the world, with the best induction in the world, with the best hand-holding in the world in terms of your tutors team, the language that is used by various tutors tends to be a little bit different. So that issue of consistency is quite important there. Various enhancements, I'll touch on these. I mentioned the one pager earlier on. and the ability to work offline. I mean, some of you may well have used or using Rubrics or other similar mechanisms that Blackboard allows us to use these days. Well, I don't have a problem with that. I like to be able to use a tool that doesn't require me to be online. When I travel, when I wait for my daughter during the ballet classes, you know, the usual. So I like to be able to work offline. This is what I've come up with. Now, this is not the actual Excel tool, but I'll fire up one of the versions of the assessment tool as is in Excel, so you can get a better sort of understanding of what we're talking about here. Two or three immediate comments. Of course, all of this can be pre-filled. All of these bits and bobs, can be pre-filled. Task details and all that can be pre-filled. This is where the student name goes. Sorry, this clicker seems to be interacting with Excel as well. I should use my hand to point out. I think the clicker does interact with Excel. This is where you would put the name of the student. This is where you would put the freehand part of your feedback, so the personalized part of the feedback. And these are a bank of fairly standard statements about the performance achieved by students in relation to various assessment criteria. And you say, well, how do these work? Well, let's say for this particular section, I want to give the student a mark of, I don't know, tell me a mark.
56%,
there it is. The text associated with that particular assessment criteria in terms of the feedback that student changes automatically being depending on what mark you're giving. So let's assume a student has done a bit better here. There we are. Let's assume this is... Sorry.
Hey, 25.
Failed 25, yeah, that's not particularly good. And maybe this is sort of just about enough to give it a pass. This is the tool designed, or I suppose refined for a module with for an assessment task with four assessment criteria. You can alter the weighting of the various assessment criteria fairly easy. And of course, being Excel, calculating the final mark, it's a total, you know, simple formula there based on weightings, and you don't have to do any manual calculation work, which you might have done, or you might have needed to do if you didn't use something like this. Of course, there's other bits and bobs, the name of the marker, you know, date of marking. I mean, again, being Excel and all that, if I mark today, it's very easy. It's just control, control column, really. For those of you who are a bit more conversant in Excel, but you can just type it in if you want to. I also provide, depending on what kind of task this is, assuming this was a report, I provide links in our library or in our intranet where students can find a little bit more detail. So for example, if it's group work of any kind or oral presentation, you will see that the link that you provide to the student for further help and support, I suppose, changes automatically here. So that's just, I suppose, enhanced feedback. Call that enhanced feedback. It's not necessarily strictly related to this particular task, but it's something that you might want to do there. Of course, once you've done this, you may well want to save it as a PDF, and that's what I personally do. Just type student name there, save it as a PDF, and what you get is the one pager very neatly sort of laid out. You can print this off, though I have to be honest, I don't do that these days. I will upload this output on the Blackboard site in the Grade Center. So in the Grade Center, you can go straight in the Grade Center, attach this PDF file. Of course, the column in the Blackboard site in the Grade Center would be hidden until all of the tutors have completed their marking, until internal moderation has taken place. so on and so forth. You will notice that you can introduce little niceties along the way. For example, this statement here, which encourages students to ask for further oral feedback from the tutors if they so wish. Or indeed, much more process-oriented statements, such as the one at the bottom here. You know, most of the time when our marks are released, they have not yet been externally moderated. So, you know, it's always good to sort of say that to students or remind your students of that. So, going back to our presentation, as I said, this is just a screenshot of that. This is the PDF version of the same thing. Two or three words about future work, I suppose. You can adapt this for any modules. You can change the number of assessment criteria. You can change the bank of standard feedback statements, depending on the mark you give, so on and so forth. I'm saying that it's a mature tool in the sense that it's gone through plenty of development cycles, plenty of feedback from both tutors and students. So I know it's reliable, I know it works. I keep, I suppose, making small enhancements to it as required and as needed, those kind of extra bits of information there. You can have them in fairly easy. That is it for me, I suppose. Questions? I have two or three others that I could just illustrate here. I mean, if you want to just see the same thing done for a module with 8 assessment criteria, there it is. And one thing I didn't perhaps show you, but there it is. It's background information. This is where the bank of statements live, I suppose. One final thought is that you don't need to be proficient at all in Excel to use this. Get someone who is to just input your bank of questions. And from there on, all you do is you put your feedback in, you put your name down at the bottom, date here, and you give appropriate marks. Off you go. That's it. So that's it from me. Questions from you, I suppose.
I think it's been incredibly useful, and the only question is where can we get hold of it?
Yes.
I can send it to you if you want.
That would be really
no problems
yes,
at all.
It's very similar, actually, to one that we saw in a session this morning.
Is it Alison's?
That Alison did. But what I'd say, I don't know if anyone else was in that, I know you two, is that I think this is probably more accessible. Alison's was quite complex, but did more.
I know well Alison's tools, and it's a great tool, but you need to be an Excel expert to be able to use it.
I can imagine staff I know who aren't proficient at Excel being able to use it.
That's exactly right. My intention was to produce something that does not require knowledge of Excel whatsoever. All you need is Excel, yes, installed on your machine, but from there on, you can be teaching, languages for all we care in terms of the technical level required to.
So you just need someone to set the sheet up?
Someone to set the sheet up. It's actually fairly trivial to set it up, but it does require a little bit of Excel knowledge. But once it's set up, that's it. You're
like
up and running.
Well,
it's value added, isn't it? I mean, it's not strictly related to the task in the sense that I'm not giving them feedback in that little bit. But it's always, you know, extra information, extra, I suppose.
But quite often, say someone's not got the referencing right, you can just have a link to the library.
It's the reference tool in the library, which they struggle to find.
Yeah.
And if you can put that on the mark sheet when you're making a comment.
And think of the economies of scale, because once you've created this PDF file, I mean, there's just a link here, you click on it, you can see that, it's a hyperlink, you click on it and it takes you to where you need to go. And because students tend to sort of look at these things digitally these days, as I said, that's what they get, it's an electronic version, it's just a matter of clicking or tapping on your phone screen.
You might have said this, but can you sort of mass upload students into that as well? So is it quite easy in that respect to sort of have all of your students down at the bottom waiting, or half of them?
No, that's the difference between
Between mine and Alison's. Yes, I know Alison's can do that.
So you have to input yours individually?
You have to input them individually, yes.
Okay, that's not a bad thing,
I mean, most of my modules, it's like up to 60 students, so I don't mind typing the names. And if you've got 250 students, Alison's is going to look more and more tempting.
I did mention that I use this for a module. In fact, this is the managing students module that attracted about 450 students, but no one tutor teaches 450 students. You have to bear that in mind. You teach one or two groups of this. So we're talking 50 students max, really. I mean, this particular module is delivered in computer labs, so actually it's more like about 22, 23 students per group of students. So
if you're going to put that bit of individual feedback there as well, and typing the student's name isn't going to be that hard.
Absolutely not. I mean, for me, it's a few extra characters. As I said, yes, you would just sort of have to input that.
What would you say was the upfront investment in terms of time to get all your criteria, different marks in there?
You mean this
yeah,
bank of statements?
Well,
not a lot actually, because it's really a copy and paste job if you want to start with something like this. It's really a copy and paste job from this into Excel.
If you've got those written up.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got the assessment grid written up, it's a doddle. It really is a copy and paste job.
So I'm thinking if you've got a dissertation or a project that you're marking where you're using a grid, and what we do is we use that grid, and the students get that grid, and they get little dots on the different comments in the hope that they'll read them. Whereas if they got it on one sheet of A4, and it's actually
that's for me, I highlighted that on the one page, and it's really important that I came from the students.
You can see the value as well. When you're doing like practical skills with students, if you've got this like on an iPad, while you're assessing them already, you can click it in, and it's there, and it's straight away for you.
Now we've got the live Excel, so you like it because you can do it offline, but we can now do it online because we've now got live Excel. So what you're on your iPad, you can do it.
There's no reason why you can't do that.
Does it generate a class list with the overall mark against them as well?
No, you have to go to Alison's tool. But as I said, that, and I like her tool, but I know that some of my tutors won't be able to, or wouldn't be able to use it, because the knowledge of Excel is not sufficient.
I mean, we had student feedback. One of our tutors this year used this grid and just highlighted the criteria that they achieved in. And we had quite negative student feedback regarding that because they found it really overwhelming and complicated.
That's absolutely right. And then if you go to something like this, which obviously, I think that's horrendous, that. Then you have issues of work intensification, inconsistencies and all that. So, you know, for me, this is a happy medium in the sense that some of it is free-form, some of it is sort of well-defined in the sense that it comes out to the plans of the bank.
What I also find with PALs that work for me is, if you go back to the mark sheet, and I can understand this, if you've got different assessment criteria, it's very hard not to put in a comment against those assessment criteria.
Yeah.
And what I find people doing is writing personalised feedback and then writing additional comments
in each of those boxes.
Whereas here, you feel happy because there's a comment in that box, but it's an automatically.
Well, as I said, you literally just change the mark in there. For some reason, it seems to me that the human mind sometimes works in complicated ways. I started, when I started this, my first iteration of this, was a much more complicated thing in the sense that I had drop-down boxes here as well, where you would just select that, and then I realised, hold on a minute, this can be done better, just type in and done. So for some reason, and that's what I said, due to its several iterations, I suppose, development cycles, I'm happy that I've reached that compromise where it's relatively easy and relatively user-friendly.
Just wondering about the student names.
Yeah.
It's a bit lazy, but could you do a Dropbox for a group of students?
There is no reason why not. I mean, in the same way as you have the Dropbox here with a class list, yes, of course, you could do a drop list with a class list, and you would just pick out the name.
Can you get those in Excel spreadsheets?
The one thing, if I was using this, that I'd like to do is, in the way that on Alison's, the actual mark that you give against each criteria is invisible, so that the students don't see it. they see the comment?
That's that easy to do. You can hide
this,
and when you print the PDF, that column wouldn't be visible.
So they just see the final mark, but they get a comment about their attainment.
That's really easy to achieve.
Then they just get obsessed with the individual percentages.
That's easy to achieve. I mean, our students seem to like, and tutors seem to like to give, you know, individual.
We don't do GBA, but we kind of give them an indication on a little mini. Kind of is an indication of their level of attainment. It doesn't have to be in a specific percentage. So it's like.
Fair enough. You could
so it shows them whether they're placing in a 2-1, a first.
Get rid of numerical data here, and you could use low, medium, high, or even low, medium, high, whatever scale you want him to use.
Because I just know students will become upset.
Oh, sorry.
About the actual.
If you want further chat, just send me an email, Lucy and Tippy. Yeah, and I'll send you.
But you send us a copy, that would be.
Of course, yeah. Some colleagues wanted it in our area. I sent it to them. It's not a problem.
It's lovely to see all the enthusiasm. Different approaches for. I think this would be absolutely wonderful for projects when you've got issues of parity issues over 350 students. Over 100 different staff doing the marking. So thank you very much, Lucy.
Thank you.